It's the Hit List with Kent, Teach, and all this week we're asking you to tweet in with the hashtag I'm in charge. What would you do if you were in charge of your classroom for the day? We are also catching up with loads of young teachers across Kent, and I have Lauren on Skype. So Lauren, why did you decide to become a teacher?
Even though I took geography as my degree at university, I decided that I'd always liked working with children, so it was something I was passionate about and wanted to investigate and look into a bit more. My main reason for wanting to become a teacher was that every day with children is exciting and it's always different.
Now that you are in charge, what's the best part of what you do?
The best parts and the most rewarding parts of my job are seeing those spark moments when a child isn't understanding something and you show it to them in maybe a different way, or you look at it again and they suddenly click and they suddenly get it, and it helps them move on in their learning.
Now, this is a tricky question, Lauren, that we've been asking teachers all across this week, and we're asking you what your idea of your best lesson is.
Best lessons for me are ones in which the children get to use their imaginations, whether that's finding some dragon footprints on the playground or borrowers or something that's come into your classroom, and the children run away with it again. They use their imagination and they create the learning.
So think back to the first day that you were in charge, the first day that you took over a classroom. Do you remember it?
I do remember. It was scary but also really exciting to have that responsibility, that you're in charge of the learning of those 30 small children.
I love that, the idea of 30 kids looking up for you for the answers. Now, before you go, Lauren, we're asking students to tweet in all this week with the hashtag I'm in charge, asking them what they would do if the possibilities were endless, if they were in charge of their class. Now, I'm going to put that to you. So if you could do whatever you wanted for any class, what would it be and why?
I found that children always really love learning about magical worlds and Wonderland places. So if money were no object, I think I would turn my classroom into Hogwarts or Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, making everything magical, where spells could be real and furniture could be edible. That would be amazing.